Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, Ace Cub Wine reporter Mary Zajac. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Well, we're talking about two Nebbiolo wines from beautiful Alba in northwest Italy. And our first wine was the 2010 Nebbiolo d'Alba from De Forville. The cuvée was called San Rocco. And this was a $26 bottle of wine, which is a reasonable price for Nebbiolo. And I thought this was a very credible low-end Nebbiolo. You're not getting into Barolo and Barbaresco prices here, but I thought this had some nice strawberries. I thought this had good body and, once again, decent value.
Right. I mean, then this is a bottle that you could drink now or you could save for later. If you want a Nebbiolo to drink now, that's not going to take dozens of years to mature. A really nice silky texture, the rose petal, which you often get from Nebbiolo, a little bit of beefiness. I don't know if it's power of suggestion that I always get a little bit of that raw beef in these wines, but in Piemonte, Nebbiolo is almost always served with beef, and so it's just it's a nice compliment. As the weather starts to get warmer and we're putting steaks on the grill.
This is a good, solid, powerful, deep wine.
Yeah, but without being overpowering. I mean, it still has a lot of elegance, and that's not something what we usually think about with those big blockbusters.
Now, big blockbuster was the 2008 Cantina del Pino. This was a Barbaresco, also from Piemonte. This was a $42 bottle of wine. This was a big, serious wine. This wine I would put down for a little bit, or it might put me down. I'm not sure which, but it's one or the other. One of us is going down.
I really liked this. It had beautifully fragrant nose. Lots of violets there. A great texture. I said it's soft and rolling like the hills of Piemonte. This was near the end of our tasting, so I'm getting poetic here. But it had soft, rounded edges. I mean, it wasn't sharp. It had tannins, and certainly tannins that would need to be tamed over time, but it wasn't eating your mouth away.
I think you're more manly than I am.
Perhaps.
I think so too.
Peut-être.
Well, two nice options from beautiful Piemonte in northwest Italy, from the marvelous Nebbiolo grape. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm the manly Mary Zajac.
Cheers.